From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. Mortgage rates are climbing, and economists are worried that could stifle the housing market recovery. This is the sixth week in a row that rates have risen. The average 30-year fixed-rate loan is near 4%, a big jump from the record lows that have prevailed in recent years. Here's NPR's Yuki Noguchi.
The Federal Reserve has two main missions: to maximize employment and keep inflation in check. Right now, there are few, if any, signs that prices are spiking, and the job market is still crawling out of its long, deep slump. The Fed tries to protect the nascent recovery by keeping interest rates low. One of the ways it does this is by buying massive amounts of Treasury bonds and mortgage-backed securities. It has also reminded investors it will continue taking such steps until the jobless rate declines to 6.5%. But investors aren't heeding the Fed's assurances that, when the time comes, it will wind down its stimulus very slowly. Michael Fratantoni is vice president of research for the Mortgage Bankers Association.
I think we, along with many other forecasters, had anticipated that rates were going to rise this year, but had anticipated a gentle floating up of rates as opposed to a sudden jump like we've seen.
Fratantoni says refinancing activity last week declined 36% from the previous month, largely because most eligible homeowners already locked in record low rates near 3.5%.
Once rates are up close to 4% as they are now, you have a very large number of people that just have no incentive to refinance anymore.
Higher interest rates will affect how much homebuyers can borrow, but Guy Sakala, CEO of the trade publication Inside Mortgage Finance, says 4% is still well below the historic norms.
I don't think it'll have any negative effect on the housing market.
Sakala says investors buy into safe havens like Treasury bonds when they fear the stock market or don't trust that the economy is stable. So the fact that demand for Treasuries is down and that interest rates are rising is a sign of greater investor confidence.
It's a very positive sign. You know, if the price we pay for an improving economy and everything is 4% interest rates long term, so be it. That would be a great outcome.
The Federal Reserve's Open Market Committee holds a meeting to discuss policy next week. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.